The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Anyway, now, so Tuesday week is the budget. And is it going to be a budget for housing? Well, maybe it should be. The Taoiseach was asked about this, and we'll be speaking to Sean Defoe, who's now in Ottawa with the Taoiseach. So decisions are being made, and the couple of stories out there. The second hand homes will not be brought into the first time buyer scheme that was promised in the programme for government. But there are stories today, the Mail has an exclusive, that there's going to be tax incentives, maybe, for major investment, but specifically that there might be a cut in the VAT rate on new apartments built from 13.5% to 5%. All of this in the context that, you know, after the election, it transpired, we didn't build 40,000 houses last year, we built 30,300. And the latest forecasts from the ESRI and others all show we're well off the pace. In fact, if you look at planning permissions and planning applications, the whole situation in housing is going to get worse instead of better. Well, for more on what to do and the housing crisis, the ever-worsening housing crisis, it's a pleasure to welcome to the Pat Kenny Show, Carl Dieter. And he is at the front line with Irish Mortgage Brokers, helping people to finance their home. Good morning, Carl.
Morning, Ivan.
In the context of the budget 2026 for housing, what do you think the government should do?
At the moment, I think they need to take a serious look at the cost to the end user or Joe Citizen of the tax wedge, which is probably over 20% when you look at VAT, contributions, water connection fees and everything else. That is the one area where they are making huge income from housing. And look, the state wants the income. That's fine. But it's one of the areas that they can also influence the cost of acquisition to people trying to buy a home. And it's time that we really start to look at that.
One of the proposals being mooted is that there are some 50,000 apartments with planning permission and that he'd reduce the VAT rate from 13.5% to 5%. Does this make sense?
A lot of the apartments being built, they're not going to people to buy. So I think in that instance, you'd want to see some evidence that it's not just going to be a way to make more money for people who aren't going to sell them anyway and keep them as a kind of a large investment vehicle. However, if they are being offered to the public, I think anything where there's any shred of empirical evidence that it will lower the cost for people to buy to get more buyers in the market so they can buy the end product and get some confidence into the sector, in particular in the apartment building space, I think it would be a good thing. But I don't know why we're even limiting ourselves to some of these ideas. You know, we could seriously look at a massive overhaul of the overall blob that constitutes the Irish construction process, because this country is all land and all of it is owned. And yet try and build something here and you can be waiting years. As I look out my window this morning, Ivan, no joke, I'm looking at a construction site that is only getting going and it's 2025. You know when that was sold and meant to get built? 20 years ago. This is the kind of thing that is a commonplace story right across this country, and that is actually an indictment on this nation.
So you're blaming the planning system, really?
I'm just blaming. Planning, I think, is highly culpable because it is restrictive. It's not based on a pro-construction basis. Like in Germany, you've got the right to build. I think if you own land, you should have the right to build unless the planners can say, look, it is clearly a bad idea to do this. Like, that's a cemetery. You're in a floodplain. I think we need to have a serious rethink about what we believe your inalienable rights are when it comes to property in this nation if we want to get ahead of this. Because if you actually had the right to build in this country, it would change the dynamic entirely in terms of what is coming out the other side. Instead of having land that gets some zoning, turning people into overnight millionaires, it would just level out the price of land. It would mean that you no longer have this super valuable, rare commodity. And look, I mean, like, I'm obviously a bit conflicted. I work in the space, you do too. But we have to have a proper think about this. We have to get the numbers up and we have to get the price of housing, in particular for our youth, whose social contract of, you know, education, family housing, that's being broken. And the only way to fix that is to have miraculously way higher wages, which probably isn't going to be too likely, or we get the cost down.
But it's even worse than that. A public authority like Irish Water, spending public money
for the public good can't get planning permission for several years for the biggest sewage treatment scheme in the north of Dublin to service 300 houses. It's stuck in planning for now its sixth year. It's gone back to judicial review again. So leaving aside private landowners, public facilities can't be developed.
Imagine how mental it is, Ivan. Just think, like, just look at that few sentences you said, that the actual state can't get planning for stuff in its own state. That just goes to show you what a banana republic we are when it comes to planning. That's actually laughable. And now that I know that, you've just wrecked my whole day. And that actually irritates the hell out of me.
Well, it's a well-known fact. The scheme runs from Abbottstown to Clonshock and an outflow pipe through Malahide. And a group of swimmers have held it up, literally, with along with Peter Speedman. And it's just unbelievable what's happened. And the particular delay was the court ordered a review of the dialogue between Plinall and the EPA. But taking the wider issue, the government estimates that $24 billion is required to actually build 50,000 houses a year. The state will max out at about $8 billion. Do they need incentives to actually get the private sector back in the market in terms of apartments and so on? Something like Section 23.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that earlier. Section 23, Section 48, Section 50. I'll tell you one thing that Fianna Fáil did great and that your own native Fianna Gael was bloody awful at was just incentivizing the sector into hyper-production. And they were the masters of it. And these different tax incentives, they definitely did work. And for all the complaints of the housing that they built, oh, they built too much of them, all that housing is still there today and it's all still being used. So, like, when you say get the private sector, Ivan, I don't even know that our own native private sector has the wherewithal to bridge the gap between those two total numbers that you just mentioned. We actually need to get international players in. We need to look at throwing the kitchen sink at this. And the frustration is, because this is the way it always goes, is that we eventually will start to throw the kitchen sink at it. And when we do, we're still going to go into oversupply and the market will face a correction and everyone will be complaining about it because property markets are naturally never in equilibrium. But, you know, there's just a frustration in watching this slow motion car crash for at least the last 12, 13 years unfold and seeing a lack of appetite, you know, a desire to never make a mistake. We'd be better off making mistakes and getting ahead than we are to try and get everything just right because we're fixated with this Goldilocks mentality in this country of getting it just right, no mistakes made. And instead what we do is we make even bigger mistakes by messing up the way the whole national results turn out. And you know, I don't know what to say. It's just annoying to watch. And I'm not saying that this budget could fix it, even if they came out with everything perfect. That it's really the last five or six. We've just missed opportunity after opportunity to get this right.
What are you seeing on the ground? You're helping young families to try and get their first foot on the mortgage ladder. You have people then trading up. How would you describe, like, really, we're looking at double-digit increases in the prices of houses, making them out of reach. Just on the front line with Irish mortgage brokers, what are you seeing in terms of the level of transactions?
Look, you know, a lot of our businesses in Dublin, where house prices are the highest, and therefore our clients are also buying here. So the good news is loads of people are buying houses, and there's loads of people with good jobs, and there's loads of people who have family members willing to help. And it's actually a really beautiful thing to see, you know, Irish buyers and, you know, families, they're still pulling together and trying to help one another out, realize that dream of home ownership. You know, we see a lot of people who have arrived here from other countries, started with nothing, buying houses. And that's a great success story in itself, too, that you can come with zero and actually then afford a house in a capital city here. So there is always going to be a group of people who are able to buy houses. And we love that. But it's the, you know, every second or third person who you have to say, look, that's, you can't afford this. You know, but also there's not really something there for you. Now, if you're full-time average wage, there are options, but they tend to start getting further and further away, you know, further and further out. And so I suppose in a sense, our real crisis is a city-driven one of Dublin, Cork, Galway, because house prices are ultimately affordable, you know, in Leitrim and many other places, but it's the issue of getting enough supply where it's needed and actually getting more deregulation and more speed into the ability to do the delivery that is key to this. And sadly, you know, every time we miss our output, nobody in planning ever gets fired. Nobody in the council ever gets fired. Anyone who doesn't do their job never gets fired. I think it's time we start to see a few heads roll. And not only that, Ivan, why is it that we had a financial crisis, we can have emergency legislation to change the course of the whole nation? Why is it when COVID comes, we can have emergency legislation, change everything the whole nation works? Why is it when the Ukraine war breaks out, we can suddenly change all the immigration legislation? Everything has changed. And yet this housing crisis, which is grinding people year after year, at least over a decade, we have never fundamentally treated it like an emergency. That's a good question to ask yourself.
And when you see last week, because one of the things you say about Dublin is that people are moving further out. And if you take Wicklow, Delgany, Kilcool, just below Greystones, the county council just dezoned land for 3,000 houses. What do you make of that?
I make it out that if you ever want to see logic turned on its head, look no further than your local councils. I think that they should be doing everything in the way to actually help the process of housing creation occur. Dezoning land is an example of fundamental ignorance of how property markets work. And it seems to be, there's a strange phenomenon here where everybody wants housing, they just don't want it near them. You know, it's like build housing here, build housing there, build housing anywhere, but just not next to me. And that's an example of that kind of deep ignorance mentality in process. It's really disappointing to see. We should be saying, yes, where are your kids going to live? You know, where's anyone going to live? If we continuously have a shortage of something and then we get do less. Imagine we had a famine and I said, yeah, look, I have a field here full of potatoes and I want to plant that field too. And then they said, actually, no, you can plant nothing. That's the kind of stuff you're talking about. It's actually probably a really good analogy. There's a massive shortfall. There's people crying out for something and they're saying no. And not only that, they're removing the means of actually delivering it, never mind going for planning, and then they tie up for 6 years.
Carl Dieter of Irish Mortgage Brokers, on the front line of housing delivery and transactions. Thank you for joining us on the PK Show.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.